Texas University.
Our loss was better.
Salam to the Angelini.
Yeah, we play top three teams all the time.
Good luck to dear old Texas Aggies.
Our coach costs more.
They are the ones who show the real old fight.
We'll never play you again.
The eyes of Texas are upon you.
I promise we don't care.
That is the song they sing so well.
Oh, good times. All right, let's get it going. Do we want to call this a bullcast or a minute bull? I think it'll work either way.
You host it. Let's call it a minute bull.
Hello and welcome back to Minute Bowl. It's been a minute. I'm Cuppy Cup, and today I'm joined by Factor Wes Davis. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cup. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully, and
I'm going to be wonderfully low energy tonight.
Oh, good. That's what our listeners enjoy most, I think, is our low energy.
Be low energy AF.
And speaking of low, I'm just kidding, Rush. I wouldn't say something that hateful. I'm also joined by my good friend, Dr. Norris Camacho. How are you?
Howdy.
You were good until I started insulting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's okay, Rush. You can talk.
Let's get that out of the way.
Get the Mohicans going. This is kind of a hybrid episode. We almost did a bull cast, and then we decided we didn't have enough topics.
I think that was our motto for like the entirety of 2018 was we almost did a bull cast.
We didn't want to spoil the reputation of the bull cast. So it only makes sense. We have not done this in audio format, and we've pivoted to audio, that we start by discussing the Clemson outcome. I don't think any of us expected to win the game, but I just wanted to kind of get your feel for what we saw and what it means going forward. Wes?
I mean, I clearly thought we were going to win. I put a score on the internet, so that's a bummer.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, I put the score at the bottom of my tailgate every time I write it.
Do you know? Oh, yeah. I totally read that. I did.
You're the editor in chief of Good Bull Hunting.
And that's the signature piece.
You don't read the drivel I put out there?
I do. I read the tailgate, but not in a conventional way.
My stuff is absolute hot garbage lately, so it's okay if you don't read it. Just tell me. But I said
it
like 35.
A word cloud and then reads it backwards.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yeah, the score predictions don't make it into the word cloud because it can't handle numbers.
Oh, that's fair. You got to get a better word cloud. Get an alphanumeric cloud. No. I don't know. It was a rough game. It went into a hostile environment and got tested. I mean, I guess what I think is that they went to school on Saturday, and we can only hope that the Aggies learned something. Back to you, Cup.
And we won't learn anything this week because we're playing Lamar.
Yeah, we went from one extreme to the other.
We sure did.
We're going to get the bins.
That's from 6 to midnight. Or wait, that's midnight to 6. Excuse me.
Did you say we're going to get the bends? I like that.
That is good. I didn't hear that because I was talking. I'm sorry.
That happens. We all talk over each other, and then I cut out the best lines in the editing process.
Good.
That's why you never hear me.
Well, usually, Rush, I do cut out a lot of your good lines, but it's usually for audio issues. It's unfortunate. But you sound great tonight.
I'm snuggled up right next to the mic.
There it is.
Get on it. Give it a little kiss. Rush, what about you in this game? What's your relationship with this game?
I don't know if I was as exuberant as Factor heading into it, but I thought if we played like perfect, we'd have a good shot. But I think the defense did well early. but the offense just never could get anything until, you know, it was way too late.
Yeah, it was a bummer to see, and it's a shame that Corbin's out for the season now.
Yes, Spiller looked good, and people were talking about that, but, I mean, Corbin was, like, the beast, like, the unquestioned workhorse of the backfield, so that's kind of devastating as far as the ground game.
At least, I don't know, I feel like we have a strong receiver core that's going to grow. Like, Lamar will be good for them, then get reps, and Mon can get some confidence back. And I feel like he got a little bit unfairly dragged this week.
Yeah, the receivers were bad this week, which was kind of surprising.
Right. I mean, I feel like everybody just had an off game, and I feel like they needed to get rattled. I think they got their cage rattled a little bit, and if they respond positively, you know.
I think the receivers did a good job last year of stepping up in the big games like Clemson and LSU. They looked really, really good, but not this week.
Yeah, I fully expected to lose. Obviously, I mean, I expect us to lose to, like, Ole Miss. So maybe it's not fair, but I felt very deflated. It was a very familiar feeling for me watching Aggie football where, you know, just kind of like halfway through the second quarter, I just checked out a little bit. I watched the whole game, which is pretty good for me. But I had a very familiar feeling of, okay, we're not going to compete.
For me, it was kind of like the end of the first half. You know, we were hanging in there. It was 10-3, and then they get that long, like 30-yard pass, which the guy, I think it was T. Higgins, just made that ridiculous catch.
Oh, he was covered well.
And yeah, he's so good. And they scored, you know, go up 2 touchdowns going into halftime, and they got the ball back. So it's kind of like, our offense was not doing anything. Kind of new at that point.
Yeah, and relative to how other people play Clemson, and I know I've seen a lot of this on social media, you know, we didn't lose by that much, but it really did feel, I mean, we did have a field goal lead, I guess, really early, but it did feel like we never really had a chance. And I was frustrated in the fourth quarter when we were down by, I guess it was 21, and we were doing this like systematic 6-minute drive to score the last touchdown. I know it would have taken a miracle, but I felt like we could have had a little giddy up in our step and tried to score a couple.
Yeah. And there were a couple of missed opportunities that are just bummers. You know, you get all the way down to, what was it? They were down to like the 3 and there was a fumble. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got that missed pass at the beginning of the game. That was a for sure touchdown. It was there to be a game. Right. But I feel like just a few things went real south and it rattled people. And sometimes you get in a spin out and can't pull out. And I think they will. I think that was a positive. I'm going to state this over and over again. I think it was a very good learning experience for this crew.
Almost felt like that last drive was kind of like Jimbo's like, this is a teaching moment. I'm going to do my thing and y'all are going to score or there's going to be hell to pay. Cause
right.
Clemson Venables did not want them to score and not want us to score. And they still had their first string in. So it was kind of like, we're not going to win, but we're not going to get crazy and turn the ball over and let them win by more either.
Yeah.
You don't think maybe Jimbo laid 5 milskis on the line and wanted to cover the spread?
Wanted to cover? Huh? You never know. He's got the spare change, doesn't he?
You know what? That's an okay bet. You can bet on yourself.
He believes in yourself.
Is that the Pete Rose rule?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was, and I guess that at the same time, we had a lot of injuries in the game, obviously, so maybe Jimbo just kind of wanted to get out of there with, you know, a relatively close result so that the team wouldn't feel completely dejected heading into our, you know, the strength of our schedule and playing Lamar.
What am I going to write tonight? You know,
yeah, Wes still has to write the tailgate.
Like, no, but seriously, like, we're playing Lamar. Like, what am I going to say? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. We're out of billboard jokes. We played
Clemson last week. I had a billboard quote to riff on, but I don't know.
Can you make fun of Beaumont?
I mean, yeah. But I mean, I spent a lot of time in Beaumont and Nederland over my life. My grandparents lived there. And I mean, you can make fun of it, but like, why would you?
I did on Twitter today. I saw the, I guess, FCS what is it, the Empire map or whatever from Reddit. And yeah. Lamar had a pretty big chunk of Texas. So maybe we can get a piece of that FCS map.
Yeah, let's get in on that action.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's brand that area of Texas.
Are they FCS? It's very possible that I just saw a Cardinal and got confused. So they must have won at least one game then.
They're 2-0, I believe.
Ooh. So maybe, what did we beat them last time? Like 70 something?
Like 73 to 10? I don't know. Seven.
As Lamar, when you're going into a game like this, like, I'm not trying to talk shit on them. Like, it's just a different level of football. When you're walking into this game, what does your coach say to you to get you to be like, yes, we're going to win? Like we're going to pull an Appalachian State today. This is what we're going to do.
Ask whoever's playing Tennessee.
Oh, burn.
I would show them tape of Tennessee. Yeah, it was 73-3 in 2014 when we played them. It was 7-3 at one point, and I'm sure Aggie Twitter was a treasure at that time.
Oh, yes.
I do think, and the reaction, I think, has been, getting back to the Clemson stuff, I do think the reaction has been overblown, as, you know, one has come to expect. But I think the reason for that is that everyone said, like, what do you want to see out of this team this year? And I think one of the top two or three items from everyone was for Mon to take a big step forward. And we didn't see that in the Clemson game. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen this season, but I think that, you know, in today's internet world, we just kind of give up the hope of that happening.
People were already calling for him to not be the quarterback, and not just like subtly suggesting it, just venomous shit. It's like, dude had a bad game against the number one team in the country right now. The list of people who have had a bad day against that Clemson team is a mile long.
Yeah, and I think Jay said it on Twitter. Like, you don't pull your 3-year starter because he's having a bad day against number one on the road and put in a true freshman who's never really played against anyone. It's like,
right.
If that gamble doesn't pay off, then you've lost the team chemistry for the whole season.
And what else happened in college football? So LSU beat our rival. LSU beat Texas. So we're disappointed.
I don't know.
Doesn't it hurt? Does it hurt us? I don't know. Do we want SEC West teams to lose, or do we not care?
I was rooting for LSU, like most Aggies were, but I would rather play Texas than root for them to lose to somebody else.
The only people I saw on the Aggie side pulling for Texas are people who are married to Longhorns, and they're just faking it. Let's be honest.
Yeah. That's a pretense.
Yeah. It's all pretend.
If you're married to a Longhorn, quit faking it.
I do like when just absolute pettiness surfaces and doesn't involve A&M, which is what we're seeing with the air conditioner scandal.
Oh, right.
Air conditioner gate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's fun.
Do you think they really turned it off? Because I do.
Well, I've seen reports that say it was working, but just not cooling very much. And
it wasn't working.
I also saw rumors that they didn't provide enough towels. So
okay. I saw a report from, who's that dipshit on Austin Radio with Chip Brown? The Aggie who's not really an Aggie. What's his name?
No.
Chad Hastings.
Yeah.
He said that the locker room was ice cold. You know, he went the other extreme.
He's the Iraqi minister of information.
The LSU locker room was ice cold before the game.
What's cooler than being cool?
The story I'm choosing to believe is that the ventilation system in that locker room is poor. So, you know, the AC was working or whatever, but they brought their own fans to help with the ventilation.
It's more fun to believe anything else.
I don't know. Yeah. LSU was kind of full of shit during that post-game fight last year. Remember all the stuff they leaked to the media about attacking Craig Thorpe and all that.
Oh yeah.
Like, why would they make this up after they won? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Just have
I mean, there was truth in some of the things they said during that dump, but clearly the video showed that it wasn't quite how they said it played out. So I think we might have something similar here where there was some kind of issue in the locker room, but that it wasn't like they had no AC.
I heard they put a campfire in the middle of the locker room.
They actually had the heat cranked up. It was like 140 degrees.
You know, somebody was blacksmithing in the middle of the locker room.
The forge nearby.
Just
smelting coal.
Yeah, just yeah,
it's like the engine room in the Titanic.
Yeah.
Boy, what are you doing down here?
That would have been a good segue if we were going to talk about Tennessee.
Yeah, that's true. We've already talked enough about Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Man, do they suck, though.
Yeah, and Pruitt saying that it's like the Titanic was just, you couldn't even make that. That can't even be like an SEC Shorts episode. You couldn't make it up. Although they'll probably do some kind of riff on that now.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, goodness. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this week of college football where there were some good matchups, because the next, this week coming up really sucks.
Boo. You're watching it wrong. There's plenty of good games.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man.
Anyway, it's Kentucky, Florida, and nothing else. Internet
tells you and not looking into it further.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I really do think it's poor.
I'm pretty sad right now because football players don't do what I want. Sorry, what, Rush?
You'll be begging for these matchups around June, March.
Could you? I don't want to. Okay.
How dare you complain when we have fresh water?
I'm going to beat a dead horse here, but can you imagine if we were playing Texas this weekend, the hype of that being the marquee game?
Yeah, it'd be freaking awesome.
Instead of Lamar?
We'd get to actually, like, I don't know, figure out who would win that fucking game instead of trying to compare, like, whatever algebra equation you have to put together with ranking.
The beautiful mind equations on the chalkboard.
T-Pain even thinks we should play the game.
That was supposed to sound like Digital Love from Daft Punk. That's actually a lyric. You know that song? No, nobody.
You know, I might, but I didn't know the lyric. I'm sorry.
Well, I was way off pitch. I blew it in my big moment.
You'll just have to try again.
Yeah, I'll just try repeatedly and then edit in the one that sounds the best.
Yeah, you're gonna sit in front of your mirror with the helmet on doing that.
Why don't you play the game?
Nope, not even close on the pitch.
For those of you just tuning into the Bullcast, we spent the 30 minutes pre-show of listening to Cup mess around with that thing.
We found one setting that might be fun at some point.
There's a couple of them that are pretty fun.
Yeah.
California love.